Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Norm Lorenz. Norm is the Chief Technology Officer at the Office of Management and Budget. And joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve.
Norm, what's your vision for the federal agencies and enterprise architecture and the need to move that forward over the next five to 10 years?
Well, I think, first of all, we're in, you know, the early gestation of the architecture. I mean, literally, the first version of the business reference model was just released. The balance of the reference models, their first versions will be released by the end of the year. So for the 2004 budget cycle, which we're in the middle of right now, they've had that business reference model to be able to look at. But there's another capability called FEAMS, F-E-A-M-S, Federal Enterprise Architecture Management System, which is a web-based, secure portal that the agencies and OMB mutually, OMB serves it, the agencies participate with it, that allows them to construct the next version of the enterprise architecture and then to plug in the various initiatives, do what ifs, and look for common initiatives that can be done cross-agency. That also, by the way, would create a capability that might enable the Hill to be able to look at what we're doing in terms of architecture and in terms of doing line of business cooperation across agencies. So that's not in place yet, but it will be in place. Version 2, the BRM, will be in place. EAMS will be in, FEAMS will be in place for the start of the 2005 budget cycle, which will be certainly in January as soon as we finish the 2004 budget cycle. But ultimately, taking a broader picture, the nice thing about the federal enterprise architecture is that it's organizationally agnostic. I mean, you literally map the capabilities that are required to serve the citizen. You can have a line of business, and literally, it, in theory, as long as it's done in one effective way, it could exist in more than one agency. But ultimately, what's going to happen is form follows function. So ultimately, what I would see working with the Congress, working with the Office of the President and the agencies, is that ultimately you'll see a transition in the structure that will align with lines of business and what the citizens want. And that'll probably happen in over the next 5 to 10 year period.
That's kind of a soft sentence for what one could imagine is pretty radical change of our government. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely. I mean, it's focus on the citizen and what the citizen wants in a very measured and aligned way. This is the way excellent private companies operate. This is what the citizens expect of us. And if you can't measure it, then you can't see whether you're improving it or not. So you have to have those consistent citizen metrics, and you have to have that consistent method of operation by line of business in order to serve the citizen.
You've talked a couple times in our conversation about connecting the dots. What do we need to do to connect the dots between federal, state, and local government?
Well, the same thing that we're talking about in terms of doing the horizontal integration across the agencies, civilian, DOD, and intelligence in the federal government holds true doing vertical integration, because in many cases, the products that of the federal government are delivered through the state and local jurisdictions. E-grants is certainly one of the examples of that. There's a variety of others. So literally, we have to do the same line of business integration, common language creation, metric creation, vertically and horizontally. And the organizations that I have talked to, and by the way, this is in its infancy. We haven't nearly made the progress we need to make in working with state and local governments. That's really next on our agenda. Literally, they are ready to partner with us in connecting those dots. And certainly the areas where you can picture the most need for improvement is wireless. We've all heard the horror stories about the inability to communicate, the lack of standards and so forth between state and local and federal government. There's a lot of workarounds that have been created. But in the end, there needs to be architecting done so that we're not being wasteful and also very effective. So that vertical integration has to happen in the same time frame. It's absolutely essential.
So how close are we really to this big transformation called a seamless government from the citizen's perspective?
Well, we're in the middle of it right now. We're in the process of launching the first version of the performance reference model, which is the metrics. That's very, very supportive and integrated with the president's scorecard initiatives in terms of having metrics around performance, and something that's called the PART, which is occurring in the context of those initiatives and reviews, where we're going out and reviewing the top 200-plus major programs in the federal government in alignment with the president's key initiatives and the scorecard. So this is happening right now as we speak, and we're on the threshold of a dream, if you will, in terms of being able to have measurable government, where literally the citizen, just like they can with a private sector company, they can have the third-party rating agencies actually take a view of what the government's products and services are and render an opinion, because it'll be that measurable.
Let's break it down a little bit, because a key part of all this work will be the Solution Architects Working Group. What near-term challenges are they going to face?
Well, again, I think the short-term problems that we have in terms of the major IT investments and investments in general is around having effective plans and program management, so that, again, in the context of the architecture, you have an outcome that's expected, you have qualified, certified, experienced program management, and then you also have the solution architect capability. And the major roadblock that we have right now is numbers. And so when you look at the human capital management initiatives, there is a human capital management committee of the CIO Council and under Ira Hobbs, and they are directly involved in looking at the gaps in both the program management capability and the solution architect capability. And there is a partnership with the private sector. When we look at solution architects, those are the types of resources, thinking in terms of future employment. The program management and solution architect functions we would like to have in the government. Those are the functions of government. And then they are put in the position of managing the heavy IT construction that we buy from the private sector. So it's important now to create the right number of those program management capability type folks, as well as the solution architects.
So there's a real need there. What advice would you give to a young person who's seeking a career in government or seeking a career?
Well, I certainly I'm maybe a little prejudiced here. And it sounds a little self-serving, but I do really believe that out of 9-1-1, one of the silver linings, if you will, has been the catalyzing nature of what folks want to do in order to make this a better place to live. And we all know now that we're all in this together. And so I do encourage young people to engage in the federal government. I can say from experience, there is no better place to serve. And then the other thing I would say is there's also no better place to go and find the latest technologies that you know can be used to serve the citizen. And again, we need to put in place, as part of the internal effectiveness and efficiency portion of the 24 UGov initiatives, those types of systems, human resources, payroll, et cetera, benefits that will encourage folks to come into government and stay. And just speaking for OMB, I'm surrounded by a lot of very bright, capable young professionals, more coming every day.
Well, Norm, we're out of time. Bob and I want to thank you for joining us this morning in an interesting conversation. And I was hoping you could also mention the websites again, because I'm sure there's people interested in some of the topics.
I think in terms of the 24 e-government initiatives, the OMB website would be where you'd want to go. And if you are specifically interested in the federal enterprise architecture, the view of the business reference model, that's at FEAPMO, www.feapmo.gov. You can also go to the website for the Council of Excellence in Government. They also have the eGov initiative information out there in terms of how they were formulated and how that went.
Well, great. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Norm Lorenz, Chief Technology Officer at the Office of Management and Budget. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.
How can we strengthen the relationship between performance and public service? A recent endowment report makes the case for performance management by confronting conventional attitudes. The report, Performance Management, A Start Where You Are, Use What You Have Guide by author Chris Y, provides a convenient way for practitioners to find practical, low-cost help when they need it in their specific situations on the ground. For a copy of the report, visit our website at businessofgovernment.org or call us at 703-741-1077.